I know what you're thinking. Create content in 20 minutes or less? Yes, where do I sign up? Okay, so that is our conversation for today. Hey, boss, hey, it's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sizzle Sense, always excited to share things you can do to work on your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too, with strategy and intention. And so today, what I want to do, my fellow creative entrepreneurs out there, is I want to help you work on creating your content in, yes, 20 minutes or less, using what I like to call the 20-minute content plan, right? Content creation is an important part of online marketing, but it can be a difficult thing to do if you struggle when it comes to finding the time to work on your content or figuring out what types of content to create. Can you relate? These are two very common challenges for most entrepreneurs, which is why I decided to create the 20-minute content marketing plan in the first place, right? As your personal content coach, I want you to think of me as your business bestie. So what I want to do is actually give you a few writing prompts to help you quickly create quality content. QC, QC, that's my superpower. QC, QC, quickly creating quality content. So we are going to jump right in with the writing prompts. Now, I have quite a few of these in the actual official 20-minute content planner, but I'm going to share a few of my favorite ABCs with you, okay? So let's do this. Number one for me is answers. People want to know the right questions to ask to get the best answers, right? So I want you to think about how you can help your target audience by sharing a list of questions that you've asked or they should ask you, themselves, others, or experts. Now, I know that's a mouthful, right? So let's dig into this particular writing prompt today, okay? So you think about this. You're an expert in maybe one or two or a few things. Identify what your core areas of expertise are, right? And then think about the fact that people are looking for answers, right? So when it comes to you, what are maybe some questions that you said, based on my area of expertise, based on where I am, based on things that I've done, here are questions that I have asked, whether it be you asked others, you asked mentors, coaches, you asked yourself. Think about some questions that you asked personally, right? Or number two, ask me, right? You go, okay, you are looking to do things, right? You're looking to get somewhere. I can help you. Let me be your go-to ... expert. Here are a few questions you can ask me, right? So that's number two. Number three, yourself, right? Let's say you are someone who is a coach and you want to help people transform. You want to help people get to the other side of where it is that they are trying to be. You want to give them a sense of clarity, right? So what are some questions that you say, okay, if this is something that you're trying to do, right? Fill in the blank goal. Here are some questions that you need to ask yourself. Number three. Number four, ask them. So maybe this is someone who needs to work with someone else, right? One type of person who needs to work with another type of person. Let's say you are in real estate, right? And you say, listen, first-time home buyers, before you go get an agent, here are five questions that you should ask them to be able to assess if they are going to be the best agent for you, right? I'm a web designer, right? I could do something like that and I say, okay, hey. Knock, knock, knock. Here are 10 questions that you should ask your potential web designer, right? Because trust me, I've heard a lot of horror stories. So to make sure that you start this thing off right, here are some questions that you should be asking them. Or here are some questions you need to be asking yourself to know if you are ready to build your website, right? You're putting yourself in the space of an expert. And you can say, hey, by the way, I can answer these questions for you today. Go over here, schedule a call with me because I'm actually an agent so that we can do this thing, right? You are creating a space to open up the conversation for them not only to either ask these questions or make note of these questions or find out your thoughts on these kind of questions, but to understand that they should be actually working and reaching out to you, right? Now, when it comes to answers number 5, experts. Okay. So you are looking to get better at content marketing. Okay. So here are some questions that you need to ask experts if you are looking for strategy and direction. Okay. So we're in this conversation for today. You're listening to me via audio. Yay. By the way, side note, if you would like to, I would like to hear from you. So if you haven't already done so, feel free to check in with me. When you go over to SusanSense.com, you can actually click the gray tab of the right of that site to send me a voice message. If you ever listen to me on Anchor, you can actually send me voice messages when you're listening to my anchor.fm podcast at SusanSense. And if you wanted to talk to me directly one-on-one for that dose of clarity that only I can give, you can always go over to SusanSense.com/call-me. So 1, 2, 3, just a side note, right? If you feel like I'm somebody, a mentor, an expert that you would want to check in with, right? So, which brings me back to 5 as far as answers, which is experts, right? Outside of talking to people directly, we tend to virtually go to a few places for answers, right? Where do you go when you're looking for answers? I would do the Vanna White, Jeopardy, the song, but I can't sing. So just imagine the Jeopardy music in the background. Where do you go for answers? Well, a lot of us go to Google or to Pinterest or to YouTube. So let's say I go, listen, well, I could be your content coach, right? And I have a lot of experience, you know, building websites and all the things. If you're trying to work on your content marketing and you are looking for experts, here are some things that you need to think about, right? So let me drop some keywords on you, right? Number one, a big keyword is search engine optimization. That's a big one, right? So making sure that you're looking for people who can talk to you about how you can work on your search engine optimization efforts, right? Even if you're a beginner, what are some things that you can do to work on that? Number one. Number two, when it comes to content, you want to be able to pick a particular platform that you can dominate, right? Maybe you want to start writing blogs. Maybe you want to start creating video content. Maybe you want to try to dominate a specific platform. So for example, maybe you want to dominate Pinterest, right? If you're looking for experts, you want to think about, again, number two, a particular platform or content creation style that works for you, and then look out for people who can help you with that kind of content, number two. And number three, honestly, when it comes to content, you want to be able to find people who can help you QC, quickly create quality content, right? By offering you practical content marketing solutions. So search engine optimization, that's a big word for me, right? Number two is the strategy that you're going to use. So identifying a particular platform, whether it be Pinterest or YouTube video marketing or blog marketing, a kind of content marketing that you're going to be working on specifically, right? And then for me, number three, intentionally having a smart content marketing strategy, right? So when I talk about my 20-minute content plan, when I give you writing prompts, when I do this with clients, they are just like, oh my God. They're just like writing and all of this stuff is coming out of them that they didn't know that they had. You know, a lot of times people will go, LaShonda, I didn't know that I knew what I could write. I just thought that I was stuck. But you know, being able to have something, someone pull this content out of you can certainly help you, right? So think about that. right? You could be that person for somebody or several bodies by creating a space where you are sharing a list of questions you've asked, they should ask themselves, others, right? Others that they're trying to find or reach, or experts, right? So that's one writing prompt that I want to share with you for today. I have a ton of these. Okay, I have a ton of these. I don't even know how many, to be honest with you, are in the official 20-minute content plan. I think it's about 30 that I have in the official one, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to share a few, okay? So the first one we talked about today was answers, and I gave you 5 ways that you could possibly do that, okay? Let's do another one. I gave you an A. Let's do a B. Let's do a B. Okay. So you want to create content. One of my favorite B's, please. Books. Books. We love books. Books build businesses. People are looking for good things to read, right? So help your target audience by sharing content either from your books and freebies or from your favorite books, right? So it could be one, the other, or both. Now, let me drop on you 5 possible ways to pull out content from books. Number one is pages. Pages, right? So literally, let's say you've got a freebie lead magnet ebook you've put together and you're trying to get more eyes on your good. Okay, well, share a page from that, right? Pull out the content from 1 or 2 pages from your book and share that, right? And there are a lot of different ways you can do this. One of my favorites is right now, video marketing is very, very popular. I mean, every year video becomes more and more and more and more popular and imperative as far as having an effective content marketing, online marketing strategy, right? And so a lot of authors are literally showing you a page in their book and turning that into video, or reading pages from their books and turning that into video. So there's a lot of things that you can do, right? Pages 1, excerpts 2, right? So you can either just kind of like take a screenshot of a page or do a video when you're showing a page, or you can take an excerpt from your book. You can pull quotes. Now, here's the thing. Again, I am letting you know that as an entrepreneur, yes, you can either share your own free or written books that you have available for purchase, but you can also share your favorites, right? As a content creator, as an information entrepreneur, maybe you want to be known as an expert. Let's say you want to be known as an expert in finances. So what are some great finance books that we should be reading? Let's say you're like me, right? And you work on working with business owners. So what type of business books should people be reading? Side note, I've got like a good old Goodreads list for you. So if you're looking for a few good business books, monetization, marketing, sales, those kind of things, feel free to go over to sizzlesense.com/Goodreads for some great reads. Okay. Not even good. They're great. These are some really good books for you. Okay. Quotes. 3, activities. 4, right? And so I'm right now actually pulling pages from my 20-minute content plan book. Right? And I'm giving you activities. I'm giving you writing prompts so that you could literally do this activity with me and work on coming up with either some answers, right? So giving people a list of questions they should be asking to get answers, or maybe coming up with a list of pieces of content from books, whether it be freebie books or your written books or your favorite books that you want people to know about as an expert. Let me tell you something. The easiest thing that you could possibly do, this is like, let's go back to video for a second, right? Is to take 5 books off of your shelf and take a picture and say, have you read these? Go read them. Now, here's a side note, right? Amazon has the Amazon Associates Program, which is about affiliate marketing. When you promote other people's stuff, you make a commission, right? And they have the Amazon Influencer Program. And as an influencer, you can create custom curated lists of different products that you recommend. So when you go over to SusanSense.com/Goodreads, you'll actually see some of my favorite good goods, but I'm recommending them. And when people sign up and or order those books through me, that's a commission for me through Amazon, right? So not only can you do this as a way to create content from your freebies, to drive traffic to your freebie, lead magnets, pull out content from your books to drive traffic to sales for your books, or to promote different books you like so that people can see you as an expert and come to you, or promote books that you like as an affiliate so you can generate revenue. All the things. I mean, there's so much that you can do when it comes to strategically sharing books, okay? Now, I want you to think about this one right here. Other. Dun, dun, dun. Now, that's open-ended, and it's for a reason. I don't know what you have read in a book that has changed your life, or that you've put in a book that has changed somebody else's life. Maybe it's deeper than a page or an excerpt or a quote or an activity. There's something else specifically that you have either put or have found in a book that somebody needs to hear, somebody needs to read, somebody needs to see. Could be an image, right? Could be poetry. I don't know. Okay? That's why I have here other. Because that opens this up to a conversation where basically you have the opportunity to think about for yourself, light bulb moment. Oh my gosh, I know you didn't mention this, but I remember I read this book and there was this particular calendar that changed my life. Or again, there was a poem, there was a picture, something that just hit you. Right? Or again, something you created that hit others too, right? Point being, what is that? So that's number two writing prompt for you. Again, people are always looking for good things to read, and you can easily pull content from books and create new content for your audience. Now, let's see. Number C. Woo, that was a blonde moment. Number C, you know what threw me off? Because I said, let's see. And I was coming up to the letter C because I've actually organized these writing prompts in alphabetical order. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, number C. Yeah, definitely a blonde moment for me. Okay, commentary. People are always looking for explanations and opinions. So help your target audience by sharing your point of view on things that matter to you, okay? You want to be seen as an expert. You want to be seen as a go-to person, then you have to put more of your opinions out there. You have to be able to share the good, the bad, and the ugly, okay? You know, it'd be great if everybody loved you, but that's not always going to be the way that things work out, right? You know, some people may not like what you have to say, but the reality is, love it or hate it, what do they say? All publicity is good publicity, okay? I think I'm a pretty non-confrontational kind of person, so most of my stuff is good, but I've had some, you know, not so great things out there in the media. you know, just because not everybody's going to like you, but the reality is, whether they like you or not, they paying attention, right? So I want you to think about how you can share your commentary, how you can share your point of view. Five recommendations for you, news, right? Old news, new news, what's in the news? Events, your events, noteworthy events, what kind of events can you talk about? Issues that matter to you on a business level or a personal level. People in the news. Now, you want to be a part of bigger conversations. One way you can do that is to talk about people are talking about, right? And they go, wait, they may not know you, but you got something to say about somebody they want to know about too, right? And then other. Again, I got that other for you. Now, this isn't necessarily a category that I have for most of these, but for some of these, yes. Because guess what? You may have commentary on something that is not news or event related, issue related, or people related, but you have something that you want to talk about. So let's say for me, I want to talk to you about my commentary on email marketing. People go, oh, is email marketing dead? Absolutely not, right? It isn't necessarily news or an event, but email marketing is a marketing strategy. And for people who are like me in the digital marketing space, yeah, that's something that we're going to talk about, right? Or, you know, what's the best way to do search engine optimization? Should you be blogging anymore? You know, should you be on Facebook versus Instagram or TikTok? Giving your commentary on things that either matter to you because they're personal to you or they're relevant to the particular business that you are within, right? So those are 3 ABC 20-minute writing prompts. We're just at 20 minutes right here. Hopefully some of these can help you get clear. If you would like to get the full 20-minute plan plus training too, feel free to meet me over at sizzlesense.com/20MCP. Not the word 20, but the letter, the number. See, I'm another blonde moment. The letters 20, not the word 20, right? But the numbers, numeric 20. So sizzlesense.com/20MCP for 20-minute content plan, right? 20MCP. I had to think about that for a minute. Meet me over there, okay? So you can get access to all the good that I shared here. And of course, let me know if any of these writing prompts were helpful to you. That's what I'm here. That's what I want to do to create opportunities for us to work on your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too. And of course, giving you opportunities to make things a little bit easier for you. So hopefully this dose of daily direction was helpful. Let me know, and I'll be right back here with you real soon for another one. Till next time, take care.